The Misadventures of Cy and Elmer. Detective is one thing, but to be a nursemaid to a young and strange baby is something else again. Cy and Elmer have done very well as Punkinville's correspondence school detectives and have solved a case or two in very good style. But they now have an entirely different kind of a problem. Just as the old boys were leaving their room at the Widow Snodgrass's boarding house, they found a clothes basket on the front porch. On the top of the clothes was a little stray puppy dog, and in the basket was a baby, a real live baby. We now look into the parlor of the widow's boarding house and see the detectives trying to minister to the wants of the baby. The baby speaks first.
Well, I'm telling you, Si, if you don't quit jiggling that basket, you're going to have that baby a sick.
Huh?
Yes, look at him flopping around in there just like a fish.
I thought maybe that'd make him quiet, Henry.
Well, it won't, making him worse. There you are. Now, quit shaking him, will you? Cy Perkins, what did I tell you?
I ain't just shaking him now, Elmer. No, but he's awful mad about something, ain't he?
Yeah, I say he is. Guess he don't like he looks, Cy. And I don't blame him none.
Why, Elmer, you know that all kids always like me.
Yeah, I've seen some kids take to you all right, Cy, but I guess this one's smarter than the rest of them. Now, hold on there, little man. Hold on now.
We've got to do something, Elmer. These are getting madder and madder and madder.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on, Cy. Hold on. That's mad enough, plenty. Better put them covers back on him. Go on, put it back. Ain't no sense in freezing him to death.
It ain't cold at all.
No, it ain't cold for us, no. But, my goodness, ain't much of him, you know. And I reckon them covers are supposed to stay on him.
Yeah, all right. There they are. What are we going to do with him, Emma?
I don't know. Get him covered up and let's figure it out.
I'll take him out of the basket and hold him in my lap.
Careful now. Careful there, Si. Them little fellas' necks is awful limber, you know.
Yeah. I can't seem to get him picked up just right
now. Here. Let me, I'll do it. You too darn clumsy to be holding him anyway. Come on now, little man. Come on now. Up we go. There you are. See how nice he is for me?
Yeah, I see how nice he is. He don't like you, Emma.
How do you know he don't?
Just look how his face is all wrinkled up.
Now look here, Si. It ain't got nothing to do with me at all. Never seen a baby in my life without a wrinkled face.
I can't stand to hear him cry like that. Why don't you do something about it?
Hey, shut up. I'm trying to think what I've seen folks do with their babies when they cry, but...
Oh, I know, Elmer. They jiggle them on their knees, don't they?
This fellow's too little for jiggling on knees. Huh? He couldn't set up for jiggling.
Let me have him, then. I'll sort of swing him in the hands. Now, hang on tight, sonny.
Now, be careful. Now,
Up and down.
Now, hold on, Si. That's too much for him. Huh? I got it. Say, why didn't we think of that before?
Thank you,
Hart. I bet he's hungry. Just same as that dog was.
Oh, Elmer, I some forgot the dog. Where's he now?
Sleeping out on the porch since he's got his stomach full. Guess I better go out and see how he is.
No, you don't, Elmer. No,
well, why not?
You're going to stay right here and help me take care of this baby. He's just as much yours as he is mine.
Say, what are you talking about? Nothing doing. The dog's mine, the baby's yours.
That ain't no way to act. You got to help me here, Elmer.
Well, you don't need no help, Si. Just give him something to eat.
Yeah, all right. What kind of victuals does a little baby eat?
Well, let's see now. How about a couple of soft-boiled eggs?
Yeah, that'll take too long to fix.
Well, then we might stir him up some porridge.
Elmer, I got it.
What?
Them nice gingerbread cookies that the winter made.
Now you got it, si. For once in your life, you had a little sense. That's the stuff for kids. Ginger cookies.
Yeah.
Bet your life. Now you just sit right here and hang on to him, and I'll run out and get the cookies right away.
Now there, little fella. Elmer has gone to get you some nice gingerbread cookies. How do you think of that? That kind of takes the wrinkles out of your face, don't it?
Yes, here you are. Here's the cookies. Now, look at this, honey. Great big can full of nice, fresh ginger cookies. That's funny. That's funny. I thought old kids was crazy about ginger cookies.
Hold the can up where you can see him, Elmer. He ain't looking.
He ain't looking at nothing. Here, put a cookie under his nose. Maybe he can smell it. It ain't no good neither, si. Oh, he must eat something, I tell you. How would it be if we make a piece of toast for him, huh? Now, wait a minute. What's going on here?
That puppy of yours is in the cookie can. That's what.
Look at that, si. If that ain't the cutest thing you ever seen, look. That little pup just eating away all them cookies.
Elmer, hey, buddy, you're the meanest fella I ever heard of.
What do you mean, meanest fella? What have I done that's so darn mean?
This little baby a crying here, and you let the dog eat all of his cookies.
Yeah, my goodness, baby don't want him anyhow. Turned him down cold, didn't he? They pup likes ginger cookies. Well, he can hear them.
Yeah, but the dog is at already. We got to feed this baby.
Well, si, I don't know what to feed him. And look, he's getting more wrinkled all the time. Look at that face wrinkled up there, will you? Just getting more wrinkled all the time, worrying about his dinner.
Hammer, your dog is trying to lick my baby's face.
We won't hurt him none, will it? He likes a little face, si. Look at him.
Hey, Hammer.
What?
Do you reckon the two of them belongs to the same people?
Certainly they do. Look at that. See how nice and quiet the baby is while the dog's licking his face? Look at that.
Yeah, I reckon they know one another all right.
Bet you like.
Yeah, but Elmer, is it right to let the dog lick his face that way?
It keeps the baby from yelling, don't it?
Yeah, it does that all right.
Yelling, that's right. Anything keeps kids from crying is right.
Say. It looks like his little eyes is going shut, Elmer.
Yes, sir. Look, that's just what's happening, si. That little dog is putting him to sleep.
Yes, sir. He's right cute when he's going to sleep, ain't he?
He sure is. Cutest baby ever seen, si.
Yeah.
Just look at them little fingers, si. Look at him.
Yeah.
Then look at our old hands. Little fellas like this got a long ways to go, ain't they?
Yeah, don't seem like we could ever been so little. Reckon I better lay him down in the basket now?
Might as well, I guess. Sleeping good now.
I can't lay him down, Miller.
What's the matter?
I've been holding him so long, my arms is kind of cramped.
Ooh, them old arms of yours ain't no good anyway.
Now, Elmer.
What?
The widder says that I got strong, comforting arms.
The widder says. Now, look here, sir. I don't want to hear nothing about your scandalous spooning with the widder. You hear me?
Yeah.
Here, give me that baby. Here, give it to me. There. Take some of Peabody to do anything right. Now, he's all comfy in his basket.
Stop that pup, Elmer.
What's the matter?
He's trying to get in the basket, too.
Well, that's where we found him, weren't it?
Yeah, but he's liable to hurt the baby.
No, sir. I bet that dog knows enough to stand guard over that kid all the time. Yes, sir. Bet he does, even if he is only a little bitty puppy.
Dogs is awful smart, ain't they?
Yeah, smarter than some folks, you know.
Elmer Peabody.
What?
Are you saying that I ain't as smart as that dog?
No, never said anything of the kind, but well, got the baby quiet, didn't he?
Yeah, I reckon he did that, all right.
Yes, and you couldn't keep him quiet or get him quiet, could you?
Well, no, I couldn't.
Yeah, there you are. Dog's got the kid quiet, and you couldn't. Now, answer me, who's the smartest?
Quit your fooling me, Elmer.
Ain't a fool.
Yeah, I don't feel so good.
Never do.
One of these days, you're going to be sorry about how sick I was.
Yes, I know it. I know it. I know all about it. You've been a bellard and a crying for 20 years about how bad your eyes is getting. You never miss seeing things. Ain't none of your dirt business.
Yeah, it ain't my eyes this time, Elmer. It's my ears.
Ears? Well, what in the name of old get out is matter with your ears?
I don't just rightly know, Elmer, but they's awful funny ringing noises in them.
Ringing noises?
Yeah, and it gives me headache.
Silas Q. Perkins, there ain't a thing in the world to matter with you, and you know it.
Elmer, anybody can see I don't feel good. The widow just got done telling me. She thought it was right brave for me to put up with all of my aches and pains the way I do.
You put up with him. Say, I'm the one that's got to put up with him. listening to you hollering and crying all the time?
Henry.
What?
Look what that dog is doing.
Well, he's just laying there in the basket with your baby.
But he's wagging his tail.
Well, my goodness. What do you expect him to wag with his tail?
It's all right for him to wag it.
Certainly.
Yeah, but it's on the wrong end.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Si. What are you talking about? What's on the wrong end?
His tail.
Yeah, Si Perkins, you going plumb out of your mind. Yes, sir? No wonder you got a ringing noise in your ears. Some bells loose in your head someplace.
Yeah.
The dog's tail is on the wrong end.
Yeah, just look at it, Henry.
Well, I'm looking at it. There's anything wrong with that pup's tail. I can't see it. His head's on one end, his tail's on the other. Just same as all the dogs I ever seen.
Now, don't get me all mixed up, Henry.
You're all mixed up, sir.
I know his head is on one end and his tail's on the other.
And the other?
Yeah, but the tail is on the wrong end.
Now, look here, sire. You just take it kind of easy-like. All this has maybe been too much for you at your age. Tell you what, you take a little nap and you'll feel all right.
Henry, I'm a-getting awful mad. And I'll tell you what I mean.
Well, go ahead.
Well, there's two ends to a dog, ain't there?
Now, guess, Si, that's right. Two ends to a dog. There's the front end, and then there's the tail end.
That's what I mean.
Well,
and his tail is on the wrong end.
The wrong end of what?
The wrong end of the clothes basket.
What's wrong about it?
He's a-hitting the baby in the face when he wags his tail. That makes his tail on the wrong end, doesn't it?
Yeah. Why didn't you say so in the first place? All we got to do is to turn the dog around.
There he goes again, Henry.
Yeah, certainly he goes again. He woke him up with all your talk about the wrong end of a dog.
Now he started crying again. That's no way to stop him.
Henry, I got one more idea, Si. Maybe we ought to try a singing to him.
All right. That's a good idea, Henry. I'll try it.
No. Not like that, Si. Shut up, will you? Not like that. That'll scare me to death. You started something with them busted calliope pipes and noise in your head.
And you sang too, Henry.
Yes, all right, I will. All right, I'll show you some singing now. We down upon us one evening.
Now he feels worse than ever.
Far, far away. That's where my heart is turning. That's where the old folks stay.
All of this may be hard on the detectives, but our sympathy is with the baby. Your announcer will tell you when you may hear another episode of Si and Elma over this station.